Every person loves to swear. Everyone in this society, everyone in this room, matter of fact, we all love to swear. But the question is, why is it so obscene, even though this is something that we all do very frequently, whether it be very publicly or very closely? So, it's always been an interesting topic to me, so I wanted to explore it, and I'm going to start off with some background on me in this topic. My parents, specifically my father, has a rather colorful vocabulary. He wasn't afraid of any of the swear words. It was just part of his language. It wasn't anything usually like obscene. It's just, it was a way to express his feelings. And that's how I try to treat the words. And if I'm trying to speak more intelligently, I will try to leave them out. But one thing that we have to understand, if we want to talk about why is swearing so obscene, we have to think about why is it seen, or excuse me, what is a swear word? Now, these are often words from very, very ancient beginnings, such as crap, one of the most less obscene words in our day and age. It was based in farming technology, but now it has become like such a slanderous words, and these words are Latin, so it has farming roots, and it usually meant siftings, and it was, and I quote, "grain that was trodden underfoot in barn chaff." As we see the farming thing, and it means basically what we how we would use it now is like rubbish, nonsense. That's one of the least obscene words. Other words have far much more harmful words, like the F word. It's one of the harder ones to get a backstory on, and it does not show up in any English dictionaries from the late 1700s to the early 1900s. So it's kind of hard to track such a obscene word. And it's seen as probably the most obscene, it's probably the second most obscene word that you can utter in the English language. It's interesting because it has such a heavy weight behind it, but we don't know much about it. And I want to add that I can add a swear word to a rather innocent sentence, like "I messed up." I can say, "Oh, I effed up." And it gives the sentence almost a whole new meaning. And I think that's what makes swearing have a place in our English language. Because rather than just articulating our problems or our hardships or trying to articulate our point, it manifests in something that's very strong. And I think that one reason that our society sees swear words as such an obscene thing is because of these things that we had preconceivedly when back in, not even 100 years ago, we spoke in a much different way. We spoke with very much, dare I say, we spoke much more seemingly intellectually Which is an interesting contrast, as our acceptance of people has gone up a lot, but our acceptance of words haven't. They've gone up, but they haven't became just whatever, like our acceptance of people that are, of a different sexual preference or a different race. And that's very accepted. Like, that's just, people don't bat an eye. But when you hear a swear word, people, like, they almost jerk their head back, like, oh my goodness. And I think it's an interesting contrast for me, because I'm a person that will often, I'm not afraid to swear. It's not something I, have a very strong opinion about. It's like, it's just a word to me that, like I said earlier, manifests our feelings. And I feel like it's a remnant of our, past, of how the words were used back then. I think that if we want to learn more about ourselves, we need to learn these strong words of vocabulary to express ourselves. As we can notice, a lot of passionate songs, they use swear words. And I think people can use these words to express themselves to a greater degree than any word that we could ever muster, is something not obscene could. And that is why I think that swear words are something that can be productive.